Some news on Wednesday, February 8th, 2012. Oroville weather today, it's mostly cloudy. High of 28 degrees Celsius, dropping to 24 tonight, with winds out of the northeast 10 to 15 kilometers per hour. The feature today is an interview with Oroville Council member Sonia, longtime Orovillian, skilled counselor and facilitator of the Transformation Game. So tell us, give us an update on what's going on in the Oroville Council today.
The Oroville Council, I start to realize it's like has to be a police station, a social security station, a place for putting out fires among people and many other extra things. But at the moment where we've been looking into is, well, actually, we're still working on a lot of old stuff. It's amazing how long things can last, and we have still work that we are following up from things that, like one case that we're following up from 2005. And so we still have to give that attention. It's still not resolved, and it's concerning an Orovillian that has promised to rectify his behavior and is still not really coming up with what he has promised. So then we still have every time this, every council again has to deal with this, and this is again on our table.
Let me interject a question here. We've had instances throughout the years of people, I mean, we have an entry service, but occasionally we have people that would probably be for the highest good of all to exit.
Yeah,
what about that?
Now, finally, we have this exit policy in place. And actually, this would be a case that could be used for the first time. We're a bit hesitant, of course. But this particular case has already been in the review. He was allowed to stay in the community on these promises, and he didn't fulfill his promise. So now as we do, we will still present it to the community. And then if that doesn't get any result, then we would have to go for exit policy. And that is all very beautifully worked out step by step. So it only needs to be implemented. But it's a big step to take. But we are almost ready to do that. So the other issues will be still issues between the health center using some of the rooms in Dipam, and that takes ages before they actually have had an agreement that by the end of the year Dipam would get those rooms back, and still they have not been. They had been returning the key to the kitchen, but not to the rooms upstairs. So we have to go every week again to ask the health center, please, can you hurry up this, because you have promised.
And then we know, too, the Oroville Health Center houses what we call the farewell room, where those who have left their body can be on view. Isn't that supposed to shift to the center in the new health clinic?
Yeah, there's a project on that, but that is, of course, not completed at all. So I don't really know what is happening on that. There's another situation of a community member having to move out of a place because his contract is finished, and he had started building in the center area, and during the building of his new construction, he fell out with the neighbors there. And now he is not allowed to finish his building. And that has also been on our table since the beginning of December. And luckily, we had this interference with Elvira, that she was trying to mediate. But it was a complex issue also with a housing policy, a certain kind of fraternity fund, how much you have to give also in your second building. So there was unclarity of that. It was nice to have Elvira with us yesterday, that she was for the first time in her real function as conflict mediator. So far, of course, there's not really a result, but this practice is starting to kick in action, which we've been hoping for many years now. But we have an endless amount of time talking to the person, making things clear. And yeah, there's so much that needs, people don't know a lot of the policies. Or they think they don't, it doesn't apply to them.
Yeah. Now, when mediation does take place and some resolution is found, is there a way to implement it? We don't have police, we have no court.
No, this is the main problem. The thing about implementing things is the main weak point as ever. And we still have to find a good way to deal with that. Because the Lavinia census situation where people overstretch their building beyond their permission. And then they come to us to say, go and tell them that they should not do that. Because we are not police, but we are actually also not police either. So how to get the check-in on... We can make so many policies, but who's going to check that people keep to them, and how are we going to convince them that they should stick to them? Otherwise, it's just dreaming. We're sitting upstairs in a room and talking about all kind of policies, but if people don't want to keep to them, and if we have no way to kind of convince them, we cannot force them, then what we do? It's difficult.
Well, obviously, we're here to become more conscious, and we assume, we hope and pray that people will keep their word. But this has always been the question.
It's been the main problem. And some people just blankly say no. We just do what we want. Disappointment, let's say that. And we still have to find ways. It's like a major puzzle to resolve. It's a constant puzzle, which is... Yeah, the main problems are the people housing or housing for units. That's the main problem, the people building housing and then falling out with community members. And then the community being very strong and not wanting to have that person anymore in the community. It seems to be at the moment 4 or 5 of those cases that every one of these 5 communities wants that person out of the community. Anyway, so I thought at one point we could do musical chairs, but now that is not going to work. There's a lot of strong individuals in the community, and that doesn't always fit with the rest of the... Mm-hmm. The nice thing also, besides the conflict resolution support that we have now, it's also Vinodini. Vinodini is a lawyer. She's at the moment the mother of a small child, so she cannot put full-time her energy into any function, but she's ever so great on giving us legal advice. And there is some people in the community that do a lot of allegations and they come up with big dossiers on our table, which we are amateurs. We have no idea if these allegations could be actually true or not true, or it should be pursued or not. So she helps us ever so good with studying all those dossiers and giving her legal opinion about it. So that, and also to give us very good advice on how we actually should make our letters, how we should express ourselves. So we are kind of legally, in also for the laws of India, in the correct way. So that we are very helpful. So we have a lot of support as a council at the moment. The nice thing is that our group is very... very funny, actually. We have a good... There's some people that have a very good sense of humor. So among ourselves, it is very nice. It's actually a pleasure to be in the group.
Here's an update on the study group for self-governance, which includes a selection process for members of Oroville's working groups, for instance, the Oroville Council, Lavinia, the Working Committee. So far, they have found that separating from the Residents' Assembly just does not work. The Residents' Assembly is the one and only instrument to arrive at a substantial change in Oroville's governance. Without a bigger and more responsible participation in the general meetings with respect for the working groups, no change at all can take place in the governing system. Lobbying and power abuse are counteractive to the ideals of Oroville. The study group highlights the great possibilities of Oroville as suggested by the mother, thereby requesting that the residents resume their key role of participation and that absolute transparency is maintained by all governing groups. The study group consists of Anandi, Eugen, Jagran, Jaya, Krishan, Lola, Pashi, Rav, Sebastian, Selvam, Selvaraj, and Tina. And this from Sri Aurobindo's Thoughts and Aphorisms. Every law, however embracing or tyrannous, meets somewhere a contrary law by which its operation can be checked, modified, annulled, or eluded. Every law, however embracing or tyrannous, meets somewhere a contrary law by which its operation can be checked, modified, annulled, or eluded. And a commentary by the mother. There is no law of nature that cannot be overcome and changed if we have the faith that all is ruled by the Lord and that it is possible for us to come into direct contact with Him if we know how to escape from the prison house of age-old habits and give ourselves unreservedly to His will. In truth, nothing is fixed. Everything is in perpetual change. And this ascending transformation will lead to this inconscient and mortal creation returning, step by step, to the eternal and all-powerful consciousness of the Lord. Well, you've been listening to Auroville Radio. On microphone, Marlenka. In studio, Andrea, Miriam, Yahalom, Hamish, and several volunteers. Please address your queries and comments to auroville.org. Thank you for listening.